Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I've got Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Asa Gray.
I believe in you.
Mandy Kennedy.
Hello.
And I'm your host, Jesse Kimball. I made it. sorry, folks. Expect a whole lot of that. My throat, like, I don't know what's going on. It's unfortunately not the, I've lost my voice stuff. Though I guarantee by Thursday, if this proceeds, my throat's going to be all sorts of raw and awful.
Your name will be Sexy Wisp.
So I'm going to have a much different voice by the Thursday show. But anyway, so yeah, I apologize in advance. I'm going to try and get off the microphone as much as possible when coughing and clearing my throat. It's going to be a task.
This is why we need one of those like fancy ones that you can just push the button and mute it.
Right, just do that real quick instead of... Because I could do that kind of with a switch, but yeah, no, it would be weird. It would be weird. Anyway, on to today's content, because we've got a whole bunch to talk about. That Nintendo Direct hit, and boy, was there a bunch of info in it. Starting, though, with some Bond 25 news. Looks like Neil Purvis and Robert Wade are coming back after Danny Boyle's very late exit from the project.
They're the ones who did Casino Royale and what was the Skyfall.
Yeah. They also did the one after Skyfall.
Spectre?
No. Spectre was the one before
Spectre.
Skyfall.
Spectre was after
that
Skyfall.
That would be Casino Royale.
Well, there was
Casino Royale, Quantum of Solace.
Quantum of Solace. Yeah, they did Quantum of Solace.
That was before
as well.
Skyfall.
Yeah, so yeah, that's why I said they may have done the one before Skyfall. I got the order out of whack. They did those three movies for sure, or at least I'm pretty sure. Point is, they're coming back. And Casino Royale was probably my favorite of the new Bond movies.
It was really good.
Quantum of
Solace gets a bad rap, but it also probably didn't need to be a standalone. Like if they would have just tagged it on to Casino and made it just like a long Bond movie, that would have been perfect.
Or really, like Quantum of Solace and Skyfall work really well just back to back.
Skyfall was too was more standalone.
I mean, I agree, but so was Casino Royale.
It was long enough. Well, Quantum of Solace was like a direct sequel to Casino Royale.
Yeah,
Events of Quantum of Solace started with pretty much the ending and the fallout of Casino.
Yeah, that makes sense. But anyway, so yeah, they're coming back for this project, which not a good sign. Like,
oh yeah, no. I mean, they at least got good people to fill in, but when you're running into these kind of problems this late into your production cycle, yeah, that's probably not
a great.
Because I don't have they started filming.
I'm pretty
or
sure.
Are they coming
yeah.
in on? Are they coming in on like pre-production stuff to have to?
I thought they had started
that.
Filming a while ago.
I honestly don't know. The last thing I really remember was that Daniel Craig said he was going to do another one, and then after that, I kind of went. I hadn't heard anything.
Yeah,
not
no,
saying
I
that
don't...
they didn't announce anything. I just hadn't seen it.
Right. Same. I just don't. The new circles that I check frequently don't often post stuff like that.
Unless something like this happens.
Right. Well, it's something huge. So, yeah. Speaking of something huge, Captain Marvel is finally getting a trailer. September 18th during Good Morning America is where the first Captain Marvel trailer is going to drop.
I think she's going to be on there as a guest and presenting it.
Which, awesome. Mm. I'm so excited for that. I want more Captain Marvel news because I want that movie to come out.
So you're going to watch Good Morning America or are you going to wait?
No, I'm going to watch it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Like that's normal people.
I don't have cable. I can't watch Good Morning America.
I think I could. Well, like I'm working whenever Good Morning America is going on.
Oh, me too.
But
I'll
I
just,
think I could.
I'll put it on all the TVs behind the bar.
Yeah, about to say. But some of us don't have TVs behind the bar.
So sorry.
Yeah, well, you know. So yeah, that I'm excited about that. I'm pumped for this movie because it means we're one movie closer to Avengers 4.
Mm-hmm.
And I can finally finish that story off.
Man, I missed Ant-Man and Wasp in theaters.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a real bummer.
Wow.
I know. Well, Tuesdays and Thursdays are the cheap days, and those are the days that I couldn't go. So
I mean, also, every morning before 10.
Yeah, I guess I was just really lazy this summer.
Or 11, actually. Every morning before 11.
I pulled a real Roxas all summer.
Because, yeah, you had no excuse for that. You could have woken up any of those mornings, and instead of trekking on down to gaming grounds, you could have just trekked on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wanted to make sure Shannon had family here.
but anyway. That's unfortunate you missed it, but I think it's about to.
It has to hit on Blu-ray soon.
It's coming out in a week or two.
So I'm reading up on the Bond thing. This is a mess. So production or filming has not yet started. But because when he originally announced he was leaving, apparently the producers of this movie wanted Boyle to be the director so bad they agreed to shelve a script that Purvis and Wade already had written.
Oh my.
Yeah. So now they could either stick with Boyle's script or they could just go and use the one Purvis and Wade wrote. So maybe it's not as terrible. And filming hasn't started yet. Bit. Yeah, it's just not going to be coming out in October 2019, which was what they were shooting for.
Gotcha.
So,
yeah, because any actors that have received the Boyle script, you know, now they're going to get another one probably.
And it's very much the Edgar Wright Ant-Man thing of, no, this is what we want you to do. Okay, well, here's my idea. This is what we want you to do. Okay, bye.
And that only took like 8 years to finally get that movie.
Yeah. It took a lot longer than they were wanting it to.
Because I think they were going to be phase one.
They originally wanted to be phase one because Ant-Man was one of the original people. But
you know, honestly, in retrospect, as much as I love Ant-Man, as much as I love Paul Rudd as Ant-Man, I'm happy it took as long as it did. I think one more moving piece in those original movies would have been too much.
I also am happy they did it because if they did it in phase one, they probably would have gone with Hank Pym.
Whew.
And I like Scott Lang so much more than Hank Pym.
Yeah.
Hank Pym is garbage.
Like in the MCU, Hank Pym is fine.
No.
Like he's kind of
MCU, yeah, because we got to skip all of the like wife beating terribleness.
Yeah, in the comic books, Hank Pym is a real scumbag, and no, he ain't taking it easy.
Dang.
You're welcome, man.
It went through my head immediately.
It went through my head for her immediately.
I was like, take it easy.
No, Hank Pym is a real jerk. I mean, right now he's also half Ultron, which is also weird, but whatever.
But White Hot Room, and we're going to have to talk after the show.
Wait, you didn't know that?
No, I don't keep up with Hank Pym.
Oh, fair enough.
The only thing in Marvel I really keep up with is Spider-Man, and that's hard enough because they keep throwing an edge of
Spider-something
at me, and I can't keep up with everything. I like Chip Zdarsky's run, except that's ending.
Good. Yeah.
The book's continuing, but Chip's not writing it anymore.
Right. Which, at this point, like having a spectacular and an amazing going simultaneously doesn't make any sense anymore.
It makes perfect sense because I want Chip Zdarsky to write more things.
Well, once Chip Zdarsky's off the project, then it makes no sense.
Well,
How about that?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Because it originally, we'll talk about it later. The Hank Pym becoming Ultron thing, has been around since before Marvel Now.
I don't know. I guess I just haven't seen Hank in anything.
Oh, yeah, it's because he's been out, like, he was exiled to space.
Because I actively ignore anything that I see Hank Pym's a part of. Like, oh, well, don't need to know about this.
And Tempe shows up, he has to look at the name twice just to make sure.
Yeah.
Too many Hanks.
There's a lot of Hanks in the Marvel Universe.
There
that's
are.
That's really true.
The only one I like is Beast.
No,
that's it.
I'm trying to think if there...
Jesse, we got a Nintendo
Direct.
Yeah,
that's fair. All right, Henry Cavill possibly out as Superman.
I love this story. The headline went from, due to scheduling conflicts, Henry Cavill will not appear in Shazam.
Mm-hmm.
And it just slowly evolved into Henry Cavill lights a bag of dog doo-doo on fire on the front porch of Warner Brothers execs and rings the bell. Like, this has gotten so far out of control for the nothing story that it is.
Because WB hasn't come out and said anything.
They've said there are no plans. Basically what it is, okay, so we couldn't schedule him for Shazam.
Right.
That was really the only Superman appearance that we had, like, in the pipeline, because I guess they're not currently working on a new either Superman or Justice League movie.
Right.
So it's not that he doesn't want to be Superman anymore. It's just they're not really they don't have plans for Superman anymore right now.
Right, because the another Justice League movie is far off in the distance for them.
And everything is coming out like this is the whole Ben Affleck, like he hates it, he doesn't want to do this anymore.
Well, it's Henry Cavill doesn't hate being Superman or anything.
I know.
But what's ridiculous, so on the 13th, that's when we got the news bit about him not being able to make the appearance in Shazam because of scheduling conflicts. So he was planning on doing a cameo there, and then yeah, he couldn't. So they that story broke, and then later there was a rumor going around that he was out of Superman entirely, to which his agent responded like, all right, hold on, expect something from WB later today. The cape is still in his closet for now.
Mm-hmm.
like that was how he phrased it. Since then, the only thing we have gotten from any of this scenario is Henry Cavill posting a video to his Instagram to some...
it's the...
But with dogs barking.
But with dogs barking for...
The nut, yeah. Nut. And he raises and lowers an action figure of himself during this.
Well, I'm following Henry Cavill on Instagram
right
now.
End of video.
Just, yeah, that was it.
He didn't even say anything?
Said nothing.
Oh, yeah, no. It
said
was
nothing. No look on his face, just like the super stoic, just, yeah, raise and
just
lower.
Slowly slowly puts it into frame. And then slowly puts it back with that song playing in the background.
Oh, he is so attractive.
He's a handsome man,
yes. But it's neither here nor there. The problem, or the point is, why is it WB talking or giving us a statement about this?
Because it's WB.
I think they're having too much fun with it now.
I don't think WB's having any amount of fun with this.
I think
Henry Cavill's having a blast. But WB is getting so much bad press right now because it also came out that they're possibly, because since they're doing a Supergirl movie, so another rumor that's cropped up is that they're now going to start focusing on the Supergirl movie and then possibly reboot Superman later without Henry Cavill.
Mm-hmm.
See, and I kind of, because I was with Asa following all, like, I was following it, being like, that's a really weird leap that it went from he couldn't make a cameo to he's not doing it anymore.
Yeah.
The only thing that I saw that I'm like, let's do it, is Michael B. Jordan as Superman. I kept seeing that one. I was like, yes, because for one, I want him to be in everything. Like, him and Donald Glover could be in every movie of all time, and I would be like, yeah, this was a great movie. Like, the Emoji Movie, too, that I know Cody will watch 30 times. Like, I know it'll be good if those two are in it. But, like, I saw that, and I was like, you know, he would be a good Superman. And he would be likable. Like, he would smile the whole time. Like, he's cool. Like,
he could definitely put on that Boy Scout stuff. Like, it would be pretty cool.
He'd be so good.
But, that's not happening.
I know, but let a boy dream.
There's no way WB is ever going to do that.
No.
No.
They might put in Michael B. Jordan as John Henry Irons, which would be pretty sweet.
It would be cool.
Too young.
That, too.
I mean, by the time they do it, he'll be 40.
I know, with the way that WB hotshots things, he'll be negative whatever his age is right now.
I mean, well, the problem is
they've already shot it. They're just not saying anything.
WB's already killed Superman once. Like, they've done the death of Superman.
Let me reiterate, Suicide Squad.
Okay, let's just move past it. That's a thing. That's a thing that's happening right now. The DCEU
is in shambles.
Yeah. It's grown from...
Jesse.
Yeah.
The worlds of DC.
The worlds of DC are in shambles. It has gone from a dumpster fire to a raging dumpster fire to now a landfill fire. Like, that's what the worlds of DC is turning
good
into.
Lord.
At this point now, it's just like the smoldering remains... of, like, John Hamm saying, like, yeah, I'd be Batman. Oh, are you in talks? Well, no, I've literally talked to no one about it, but I would be Batman. Like, that would be cool.
Which, I take John Hamm as Batman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Also,
take John Hamm as anything.
The WB statement of... Jesus. I had a good point until he did that. The statement of the cape is still in the closet. Henry Cavill has an amazing deal if he gets to keep that suit. Also, if that's the case, I hope Ben Affleck did the same. Because if they even gave me the option, be like, so do you want to keep the Batman suit? Be like, what do you think?
Well, it's like, or you could just do the Chris Pratt and just steal the, like, jacket and stuff from the first Guardians movie.
Yeah.
Because he did that. Mm-hmm. Which he did it so he could go visit, like, children in the hospital. Because he was like, well, maybe if this movie gets big, then I can do a cool thing. So he just took stuff.
And don't get me wrong.
I would have decided to ask forgiveness instead of permission.
I would eventually get to, like, putting it on for children at hospitals. But, like, there would be, like, a good 2-month period where I would just show up at the store.
It'd smell so bad.
Mm-hmm. It would.
That's some true chaotic good stuff. I would steal this suit. I would steal this suit to go visit children.
But, yeah, no, like, I love that line. Just be like, you mean he gets to keep the full suit, cape included? That's awesome. I know that it's not that, but that's where my brain took it.
Yeah. So, either way. Moving on from there, Netflix gave us a trailer for the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. Which, did any of the three of you watch it?
No.
I couldn't care less, honestly. I'm sorry.
Son of a... What do I pay you people for?
What?
I can watch it now, and we can
If you start paying me, I will watch whatever you tell me to watch.
Oh, I was afraid that Ace was getting paid this whole time.
Good cover, Asa.
No.
We got a trailer for the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, and I've been excited for this from the get-go because I actually do like Riverdale a lot, and it's from those producers. Yes, sir.
Well, do you think it's better or worse than Light as a Feather on Hulu? Have you seen that?
I have no idea what Light as a Feather is.
I was eating dinner, I was watching Bob's Burgers, and the trailer came on. It is a teen horror series that's a Hulu exclusive that it looks at the demonic origins of Light as a Feather, Stiff as a Board.
Demonic origins of what now?
Light as a Feather, Stiff as a Board. You know the thing where you lay flat and everybody just, you can, the birthday. Okay. Apparently that has its roots in some deep-seated evil. It looked like the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I kind of want to watch it.
Is it a series or a movie?
I'm pretty sure it's a series.
Gross.
Yeah. So where are we on the... That's, if I watch the Sabrina trailer, but you got to watch that. That trailer.
I'll make that happen.
You didn't even put it in the link.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
That's not in the chat. It's not in the chat.
Uh-oh.
No, it was in the group chat. That's
you expect us to just go out and be... How are we supposed to find that, Jesse? If you don't give us the link to the trailer.
No, it got posted to the group chat, and I completely forgot to cross-post it over to the...
Please only be on Venmo. Please only be on Venmo. Please only be on... I don't check that.
What are you talking about? It's on YouTube.
Yeah, no, that's going to be the thing where you yell at me for not seeing it yet.
Oh, no. I just don't expect you to watch anything worth watching. You're too busy watching Backyard Scientist and Shartimus Prime.
Shartimus, he does video or he does action figure review. Like it's the only way to know if I want to buy stuff.
Wasn't there also a video about a cabin?
There certainly was.
They're dead on the inside. Was.
They really are, and now I am too. So, Iron Fist season 2. Since they're sticking on the Netflix train. Oh yeah, Chilling Adventures of Sabrina looks good. Like I'm actually pumped for that show.
Does it have like a release date or anything?
Yes.
I hate you.
It's soon.
News.
Doesn't post it. Doesn't know the date. Can't stop coughing.
It's been a rough week.
He was hoping that one of like we would have seen it and then we would remember it where it said like
yeah you guys
October 26th
failed.
Okay. I knew it was coming before Halloween.
I'm blaming us.
Yeah, you're it was in show. Your chat.
That's true. You two did see it.
I don't see 60% of what's in that group chat.
That's fair. I also miss most of it especially if it's posted after 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
That's it for me.
I don't know. Like, I'll like glaze at our fantasy win, and I'm like, nah, there's too much. I'm not even catching up.
Because literally the second I get added in any sort of group chat or group message, I mute.
Yep.
I have all of our chats muted.
It took entirely too long for phone companies to give us that feature in texting.
Yeah. Oh. What a great feature it was.
Mm-hmm.
I have my little brother muted. Not because like I don't want to get texts from him or anything or don't want to hear it. But because whenever he texts, he never completes his thought in one text message.
Yes.
He's the kind of person that will send you 7 in a row.
Yeah.
The most I'll do is like 3. But I will do that sometimes. Although when I do that
7.
When I do it like in the group chat, it's usually as a bit.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean that's different. Mm-hmm. Like, he actually texts
But that's just
me.
How he communicates.
Yeah, he just
Hey, how's it going? Hey. Are you busy later? I think I need help. Also, what are you doing?
He would put those in 4 different messages like, and send them to me because he just doesn't finish his thought in one message. He just goes on to more. That's neither here nor there. Iron Fist season 2, I finished it. And it was actually watchable. It's significantly better than the first season. I liked everything about it more than I liked the first season. The fight scenes actually look really, really good. The story was worth following. The Meachums are still around, but I didn't hate them this time. It's very Colleen heavy, which I was fine with, because I actually like Colleen.
Mm-hmm.
But no Claire. She does not show up for anybody hoping she would.
Well, she's visiting her mom.
Right. I'm wondering if she's done with the Marvel Netflix stuff.
I think that's why that she left. Is they I would say that's probably a safe bet. They might throw a bunch of money at her for Daredevil season 3,
mm-hmm.
which would be cool because, you know, that's where she was introduced in Daredevil.
Because that was a doctor lady, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was like Rosario Dawson. Yeah.
So, they could always, you know, bring her back. I don't think they didn't kill her off.
No. Her character's still alive, but yeah, I don't think Rosario Dawson is returning to the mm-hmm. series, which is a little bit of a bummer, but I also didn't understand why, like, they gave her the role of the night nurse, but made up an original character for it, mm-hmm. which I always thought was kind of weird. Because I actually did think it was a cool idea to have the night nurse be the common entity for all four of the defenders
right.
for that original run, but that's just not how they wanted to play it.
I think it's because in this Netflix series, like, even though it is in the MCU, these street level heroes are not super commonplace. Whereas, like, the night nurse, there are enough of them running around to warrant the need for the night nurse. True. Whereas now, these are all origin stories for people that haven't really been around. So they could end up, like, it would be a bummer, honestly, like, for me. But they could almost replace that character with the actual night nurse.
Yeah.
Which, again, I wouldn't like that, but it's a thing they could do if they wanted to get that kind of that.
And for those that are uninitiated, the night nurse, basically it's like Claire from the Netflix series. She's specifically around as a doctor to fix heroes and that, you know, won't take to them. Like, you don't want to take a hero to the hospital, that kind of stuff, for a whole lot of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So she does everything discreetly. She's paid by some of the richer heroes. Like, her salary is covered between, I mean, she does it for everybody. So between Rand, Stark, mm-hmm. Pym, all the other really wealthy heroes out there.
Because she doesn't necessarily always do like street level, like the B tier heroes. Yeah. Like she has had interactions with like the big players.
Yes. So yeah, she's just pretty much always on hand for that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, she's an interesting character with a really interesting backstory. But again, neither here nor there. Netflix or Iron Fist season 2. Really solid. I highly recommend checking it out, even if you didn't like the first season. If you skipped the first season.
I'll watch it. I'll watch it eventually. But like I said, this weekend, any free time that I've had has been dedicated to Spider-Man.
Yeah, no, that's also entirely fair.
I'm going to try to beat that today.
Ooh. I need to finish it. I think I'm like 60% or so through it.
I'm at 85.
I want to talk to people about it.
All right. This next portion of our podcast is brought to you by our wonderful friends in Perryville, Missouri at Villainous Grounds. A fantastic comic book shop with great coffee and other snacks. Just great people, great place, good times all around. So Miles Morales is getting his own book again. This will be the first book he's gotten not written by Brian Michael Bendis.
So wasn't there... I guess my timing is wrong because I thought there was a fairly recent Miles Morales one that ended that like because I know Bendis wrote like the final issue, but I thought there was a couple issues after that
for like Spider-Man.
Yeah,
no, it was all Bendis.
It was all Bendis. Okay,
yeah, and when he left, that ended that Miles run.
Okay, because I knew there was the Bendis final issue, but I thought there's another book that did that I'm thinking of, and I just got it confused with.
Maybe.
With Spider-Man.
At least I'm pretty sure that run ended with Bendis leaving.
And I feel like it would have, because they're with them saying, like, this is the first Miles
right.
solo book that
that's not
featuring Bendis.
And they may just mean that it didn't start as Bendis, like the first book that wasn't started by Bendis. But I feel like that's a weird distinction to make.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, because I stopped reading the Spider-Man, yeah, with Miles Morales, because it's... I don't know. Like, it's more geared towards like his life in high school and a little bit of Spidey action,
mm-hmm.
and that just wasn't very interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I stopped that one. I was much more interested in Peter Parker dealing with his adult life falling to shambles, and also being Spider-Man.
10 years ago, we would have been so on board with that Miles book,
right? So yeah, Miles Morales though, December 2018. So presumably it's long after Spider-Geddon is going to be done. Miles will get his own book again, because we've got a bunch of Spider books coming out that are tie-ins to Spider-Geddon.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Team Spider books that seem really interesting. Which they did the same thing for Spider-Verse.
Yeah, because they did the 4 one-shots before Spider-Verse. It was Noir, Gwen, and then I can't remember the other
right, two. That was the Into the Spider-Verse. We've got Edge of Spider-Geddon for this one, which so far we've gotten...
It was Edge of the Spider-Verse.
Was it Edge?
The one-shots weren't. It was Edge. I'm like 80% sure.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'll do a check while you're talking.
either way, so we got, Into the Spider-Verse might be that movie coming out.
Yeah, I think that's Into the Spider-Verse. I'm pretty sure it's Edge of Spider-Verse.
You're probably right. Point is, we've gotten the Mech Spider and Spider-Punk for Edge of Spider-Geddon so far. But we're also getting a Spider-Girls book as well as... What?
It was Edge of the Spider-Verse because I've looked. I would just look at my own collection, but I'm really dumb.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if it makes you feel any better, I read all those digitally, so I also feel real dumb.
Yeah.
Because that was at a point where Hastings was my only option for comic books.
They had so many copies of it. They had so many copies of it.
Yeah, I just didn't like buying books from Hastings for
some reason. I don't blame you.
But anyway, so. Yeah, Spider-Geddon. Lots of books coming out of Spider-Geddon. And at the very least, post-Spider-Geddon, we're almost certainly still going to have Amazing Spider-Man. Miles getting his own book like this means that Peter's not going anywhere after Spider-Geddon. Not that we thought he would, but any possible theory about that is now gone.
Mm-hmm.
We're also getting Spider-Gwen is getting a new ongoing, because that one's going to be called Spider-Gwen Ghost Spider, as opposed to
Is
Gwen Stacy Ghost Spider?
Oh, okay, yeah. I was going to say, because I know it was Spider-Gwen for a while, but that's not what she goes by.
Yeah, that is not what she goes by in the universe. So yeah, it's Gwen Stacy Ghost Spider, I think, and mm-hmm. this is, Miles's book is called Miles Morales Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know what other books we're getting post. I don't know if Renew Your Vows is going to keep going, because that one's actually been surprisingly good. Spectacular, I think, is still going to keep going. Amazing is obviously still going to keep going. So
much Spider-Man.
There's a lot of Spider-Man.
I probably will pick up Actually, hey, David, if you're listening, please put Spider-Geddon whenever it starts in my box, please. Pretty please. I want to read it because Spider-Verse was fun. Like, it was really dumb. But it was also
a really fun read.
Yeah, like sometimes it's just a book to look at the pretty pictures and be like, "Oh, that was kind of funny."
And the
speaking of which, that's what Iceman is, and I love it. He has a backup team. He was told he was going to get a backup team. It's just Bishop. That's his team. It's him and Bishop. It's amazing.
Great. That's all you need.
Yeah, right. Now I'm trying to remember because the artist for this is actually really exciting. The artist for Spider-Geddon. Let me talk amongst yourselves for just a second.
But yeah, no, so he was like on the radio with Kitty Pride. Iceman was, and he was just like...
I don't think he meant talk about Iceman.
So I'm going to talk about it, but it was just like, he's like, where's my team at? And he's like, you have him. It's just Bishop. Like, don't get me wrong, he's my favorite fake mutant from the future. But it's just Bishop. I was promised a team. And they were like, everybody else is busy. It's like, well, you could have warned me. It's at that moment.
Jorge Molina.
There it is.
That's who's doing the art for Spider-Geddon. I like him a lot. Most of the time I like him a lot.
He's good. Like, he's really good. He has some iffy stuff. It's not like Tim Sale, but he's not listening. And if he is,
no,
do
that
better.
Was just the thought of Tim Sale, like how far he's fallen.
Everybody's lips looking messed up.
Everybody's everything looking messed up. Like the anatomy is messed up. Like the muscles are weird. Like it's, Tim Sale, what happened?
They're worse than Lightfelt feet. That's a disease in the comic book.
Worse. Yeah. So anyway, moving past that, we got a little bit of Martian Manhunter. He's finally getting his first solo book since like 2014 or 15, something like that. He's getting a 12-issue series starting in December, written by Steve Orlando, art by Riley Rosmo. It's going to be an origin story. It's the first time coming to Earth. He will be like, it's going to be a slightly detective-ish story because it'll be John Jones, the Earth detective. For this period, and one of the cases that he's solving has something to do with a case that he solved back on Mars, because he was a cop on Mars. Problem that I have with this, and it gets a little bit of bias, but that creative team are the Jokers that brought us Night of the Monster Men, that crossover event in Batman.
Uh-huh.
I still say that wasn't as bad as a lot of people make it out to be. It's just it was interrupting the phenomenal thing that Tom King was doing.
Yeah, between
and Tinian, because that was in the middle of the Detective 2.
Right, and Nightwing, whatever was going on there, yeah. I don't know. Dalton would have to.
I gave up on Nightwing too early for that, because I think the Night of the Monster Hunter was better than what Nightwing was doing.
Probably it interrupted a subpar storytelling plot in Nightwing,
which I mean, don't get me wrong, like it was an interruption all the way around through all three books,
right?
But like I know a lot of people were really down on it. I'm not one of those people, just because like I said, I thought it was fun for what it was. I wish it wouldn't have come in the middle of when it did, but
it was neat in Nightwing. Like it wasn't the absolute worst thing. Like, and that was also kind of a lull in the book, in my opinion. And right now, it's also a lull in the book. Believe it or not, it won't be my comic book of the year, Jesse.
I think I was reading Nightwing when one of those happened.
Night of the Monster. Yeah, you were. Yeah. I remember telling you could skip both of them.
And I was like, what is this? Mm. Yeah.
Nightwing was like book three.
Yeah, because that was also the issue.
Night of the Monster Men.
Yeah. I was like, this actually sounds familiar to me when I read comics.
She was kind of vaguely listening to us when we were talking about it on Nerd Up.
And you can start reading again now that you can come with us on Fridays.
Oh, no. No. That
she can never see that.
But I can come on Fridays.
And you can start buying comic books again.
No.
But Mandy.
I'll buy something.
They have a bunch of action figures I have on hold if you want to get Homeboy a birthday present.
What are you going to buy me for my birthday?
What do you want?
I don't know.
Later. This is a conversation for later. Wonder Woman is leading a Justice League team right now.
Stop!
It's really good. I finally read the first issue.
I'm going to adjust to a paycheck and not just pick up a shift and get cash.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't... You're going to have to help me.
Oh, I'm... Because that's going to be like, we'll talk about it on the way up to VG.
There you go. Because Mandy already said she's coming with us.
I didn't say all the time, but I can't come.
Guess what? Just started getting off Fridays. I'm going to be there too. Oh, wait a minute. Shouldn't have said that. Now she's not going to go.
Well, now we're out of room.
Yeah.
You can put me in the back.
Do what?
You can put me in the back.
Yeah, him in the back.
Yeah.
See how polite I am?
I'll have to take out the boards in there. You can actually sit. Anyway, so Martian Manhunter, that's coming out in December. We'll see how it goes. I don't know that I'm not excited for this book.
Yeah.
I'll of course grab issue one just in case.
I mean, he's a super interesting character, just like with this being kind of like a prequel story.
Right. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at too. Like I might just wait for the trade and buy and read it that way. So we got a new X-Force book coming as well as a new lineup. Ed Brisson and Dylan Burnett are working on this one. It'll be out December 26th. The new team is going to be Domino, Cannonball, Shatterstar, Boom Boom, and Warpath. I like saying Boom Boom.
Boom Boom, Warpath.
My favorite villains from Borderlands.
Kid Cable is also going to be in the book, and Deathlock.
Whoa!
Kid Cable, that sounds adorable.
No, it doesn't. That sounds borderline terrifying.
Yeah, Kid Cable.
What happened to him to where now he has to go back into the past?
Well, do you want extermination spoilers? Because that's what I got when I looked this up.
After the show, but yeah, I do.
Yeah, so just Kid Cable. If you want spoilers, look up who Kid Cable is. That'll spoil the crap out of Extermination for you, which is a little unfortunate because I hadn't gotten to reading that yet.
No,
but
I was gonna say, is that the like newest book that's kind of ending blue and gold?
Yeah, the event that did that.
Okay,
which I guess it's over now. Boy, I hope it's over.
Or otherwise, if they've made this announcement, and
right?
Classic Marvel.
Classic. Also, with a little bit more Marvel news, there they canceled the Vision sequel. They were gonna give us a series starring Vision and his daughter Viv Vision. But Tom King wasn't going to be anywhere near it, so I was cautiously optimistic about the book.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, now Marvel has just decided to cancel it.
So did it even start?
No.
Okay.
No, yeah, it got canceled before it ever got released. And then in some fantastic, super awesome DC news.
That sounded sarcastic, Jesse.
I don't even remember what from the pre-show.
They're expanding their line.
Oh yeah,
of 100-page Walmart exclusive books.
Have those started yet?
Yeah, and apparently sold ridiculously well to store owners and scalpers.
Yeah,
that are reselling it on the internet.
That sounds about right. Yeah, I haven't been to the not neighborhood Walmart in like 2 months probably.
I forgot it was a thing.
It's
been
a long time for me.
I probably could find them with as much as I go action figure hunting, but I forget that if that's a thing because it's stupid.
Oh, I refuse to buy them from Walmart. Yeah. I'm not going to support this decision.
No, not at all.
The only reason the first run sold as well as it did is because people bought it in the hopes of reselling it.
Yeah, like in 3 or 4 months after they get a couple of these, it's going to be littered with them.
Importantly, there's no distinction between first and second printings.
Oh, even better.
And yeah, DC's reprinted them. Stores are, from my understanding, you can go to Walmart right now and grab one at MSRP. And there will be no distinction between it and the one that a guy's selling for quadruple the price on the internet.
Good Lord.
Good.
Yeah, no, fantastic. And I hope they don't sell. Because it's a stupid idea.
Mm-hmm.
I do not want big box exclusive comic books.
No. That's awful.
DC, please. especially like one of them I actually do want to read. We're getting two new ongoings. One is The Flash. They wouldn't say what the other one was. And then we're getting two holiday one-shots. Oh. One is going to be a Swamp Thing Halloween special.
I like the holiday one-shots, though, Jesse.
I do, too. And a Swamp Thing Halloween special checking all kinds of boxes in my brain.
Every single one of them.
Trevor Camp just got really excited. He'll know why when he listens to the show. Like, it's such a bummer. And then we're getting another one on November 11th, but they wouldn't say what holiday one-shot that was going to be either. I guess they want to leave some suspense out there. Sounds like it's going to be something Veterans Day.
Oh, really? I would assume Thanksgiving.
I would have also assumed that, but November 11th, isn't that Veterans Day?
I don't know.
Yeah, I thought
honestly.
So.
It's like, my dad's birthday, too. That's the only reason I have it memorized.
So, yeah, that's why I'm thinking that it's something like that. But, yeah, no, Thanksgiving or Christmas would also be logical. But, yeah, the release date seems almost too coincidental. Either way, DC, stop. Please. This is unnecessary. This is a terrible idea. Please stop. Though I did get one of the things that came from this, they went back to the more papery pages as opposed to like the
glossy.
The glossy.
Mm-hmm.
the latest issue of Batman is on the new paper, and I actually dig it. It's nice. Like it's a nice texture. It looks nice. It's all right.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, one possibly good thing to come out of this. I don't know if I like it better than glossy, but it's certainly more resilient than glossy in terms of, like, heat and humidity and all that
stuff.
Oh,
yeah, because a lot of my books get kind of warped because I leave them in my car way too long.
Yeah, mine don't even get left in the car. Like, even, like, getting shipped in diamond, sometimes those comic books warped. Can, like, yeah, shrink up in weird ways, which is a real bummer.
Thanks, Diamond.
Thanks, Diamond. You're the best.
But anyway, I get it.
Yeah. All right. This next portion of our podcast is brought to you by our friends Josh and Alan of Press Start to Join. You can find all of their podcasts and their social media links at ps2jshow.com. Make sure you check out, at the very least, their History of Gaming episodes. They do a new one on the last Wednesday of every month, and they are always rock solid. Those guys do their research. All right. EA is in a legal battle with the Belgian government over FIFA. Because for those of you out of that news loop, Belgium and I think the Netherlands are working on it.
Belgium for sure. Well, a lot of
they're actually about to present it to the EU.
Yeah,
Belgium is. Yeah, we're basically they've declared loot boxes as gambling.
They've loot boxes violate their anti-gambling laws.
Right. So yeah, since they have declared loot boxes as gambling. That comes with a whole slew of stipulations for people buying them. Like, first of all, you have to be of age, which is 18 there. It has to come with a warning on the disc and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of companies, instead of following those rules, are just straight up disabling loot boxes for those countries.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. EA doesn't want to give in to that.
Including 2K. Putting out an impassioned plea to their fans to write the Belgian government to let us buy loot boxes, please.
So yep. If they disable them, they just don't get the stuff?
Right.
Ooh.
That's, That is borderline messed up and also really funny at the same time.
Because it shows just how much money you actually have to put into these games to do anything.
Yeah, especially like some of those games. Like 2K is probably the worst.
NBA 2K19 is just a nightmarish hellscape of loot boxes and where we've come on this.
Microtransactions.
Yeah.
Because like, they don't... I think 2K does have loot boxes, but more importantly, they have microtransactions on everything. Like last year, apparently this year is better, but last year, haircuts were microtransactions.
Yep.
Like
cosmetic stuff, but not only cosmetic stuff, gameplay features. Like when you create a character, you start at like zero, and you have to put these the in-game currency into your character to raise your stats. The reviewer, all of the like major publication reviewers, got the version of the game where you started with 100,000 of that in-game currency, which will automatically put you up to like a 70, to where you're passable. Average consumer's not going to get that if they don't pay for it. And not only did they do that, but they totally nerfed the amount of experience you get from when it was in the review period to the actual like street date.
Yeah.
So... just so shady.
Yeah, for 2K, like right now, you can literally pay to win the single player. The online multiplayer, you
can't use. You have to pay to win the single player. Otherwise, your character cannot dribble or like pass or
like your character will be awful and you won't be able to use it.
And in total fairness, it's garbage. I completely agree, and I'm not condoning it. But this has literally been a thing in NBA 2K since NBA 2K11.
But apparently the prices have gone up. Like
it wouldn't surprise me at all because
ability to not spend money has gone down.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I've played them. I played up until like 13, 14, and then I was just like, wait a minute, this is just kind of the same. But 11 was really good, and I think I put an extra $20 into the game just so my single player could be a little bit better. And so I've done that once, but again, I was in high school and I'm a dummy. So I'm chalking that up to high school Dalton. And yeah, no, but that has been a thing for a while. And it does not, because I mean, even people like me, they're just like, I'll do it once, not a big deal. I'm sure 2K is just like, this is perfectly fine. I'm really happy it hasn't happened in the wrestling games yet.
Yet.
I knocked on fake plastic.
Because it's one of those things, yeah, the single player is, like Asa said, just shy of unplayable if you don't spend money. The multiplayer, obviously, is still just you play with teams and you play.
Yeah.
But, yeah, all of the creative character and all that stuff just riddled with the worst kind of microtransactions.
And then you got FIFA just straight up saying, no, we're going to just keep everything in and not do any of these government-mandated things that you say we have to do.
EA views this loot box situation as, like, if they give in to Belgium's demands for it, then that EA sees this as admitting that loot boxes are gambling. And that's what they're actually going to court over, is to present the case that loot boxes absolutely are not gambling. Unfortunately for EA, Belgium has already ruled loot boxes as gambling. So I don't know what out of this.
This isn't a civil court. Like, Belgium is taking EA to criminal court.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't like, you know, EA's trying to sue Belgium.
And if if Belgium wins the case, which, yeah, they're gonna, because that's the law in Belgium.
And home court advantage.
then EA is going to have to deal with the possibility that the rest of the EU is going to adopt Belgium's policy.
Now I'm going to ask a really dumb question.
Sure.
But, and so, like, just... entertain me on it, but could it be one of those things now if we start not having these loot boxes that we're going to be paying, not FIFA, of course, but like I buy Madden every couple of years, that like this $60 game is now going to shoot up just for the base game to like $90 to $100?
I don't think that EA would be the first to buck the $60 game trend, but I could absolutely see that.
And I mean, I'm not
saying... But that also could only happen in like over in the European Union. Like, it's like, okay, well, these consumers cannot give us microtransactions, so they have to pay more for the base game.
But I also see EA being like, so we've been charging for 4 years now, we've been charging Madden at $90, or we'll say FIFA. We've been charging FIFA for $90, and they've been paying it. So that's just going to be a thing now where it's $90 in America, too.
Oh, yeah, probably.
And that's the whole thing. Like, I mean, and I'm not a big fan of microtransactions or loot boxes whenever it's this kind, but if it means that they're going to start hiking up the prices because some people aren't playing ball the way they want to play ball, which is perfectly fair and reasonable and legal in this case, But it's one of those, I could just see this being a really, really ugly.
Yeah, this is going to be a snowball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, yeah, like, if the rest of the EU adopts the loot boxes or gambling, that's going to affect a ton of companies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even the mobile gaming market in Europe is going to just go nuts.
Yeah, because I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, that's how they make their money. Like, these free-to-play apps are free for people that don't want to pay money because there are people, colloquially known as whales, that support the game so you can play for free.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that term before you told it to me.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that's going to cause just all sorts of problems. I say problems. It may not necessarily be a problem. It'll be a problem for the companies, for mm-hmm. sure. But, yeah, it's going to cause a lot of stuff that's going to have far-reaching effects. So we'll have to see what happens.
Yep.
EA. But I guess from their perspective, if they went ahead and barred loot boxes from the game, made Belgium's change, Belgium and the Netherlands were already taking this suggestion to the EU to get it, you know, all through Europe,
mm-hmm.
Or at least all members of the EU. So, yeah, if this is their chance to stop it now before it gets worse, but it's probably just going to get way worse.
Yep.
So,
but,
yeah.
But happy news now, right?
Right. All right. So, the Nintendo Direct happened, and it was a huge Direct. A monstrous Direct. There's a lot of stuff that happened that I'm not going to put on here. But, yeah, whenever I typed up that entire document, I didn't realize how much I had typed up until I hit enter.
It took up the whole screen of my phone.
I had a scroll bar.
Yes.
It was ridiculous. So there's a few things that I left out. Like, I didn't put in some of the Final Fantasy news. Like, Crystal Chronicles is getting a remaster.
Yeah.
And they're also porting 7, 8,
nope.
10, and 10, 2.
Nope. 7, 9, 10, and 10,
that's
2.
It. Yeah, 7,
Nintendo
9,
with the double bird to 8.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I remembered it was missing one of them.
There was a sign on Raw that said Final Fantasy 8 sucks.
Wrestling fans are dumb sometimes.
Or no, I think it might have been a live event or something. But
yeah, no.
Funny.
I'm excited to get 10-2 again, play that for like the 8th time.
Yeah, and it's the remastered version.
So it's so pretty.
Yeah, so yeah, those are happening. But and I guess I didn't put them on the list, but I went ahead and talked about them anyway. So for those of you out there, you're welcome.
Thank you, Jesse.
Yeah. Luigi's Mansion 3. It's a working title. Might change. Looks like it did get announced, though, for the Switch, coming out in 2019, as well as a port of the first Luigi's Mansion coming to 3DS.
Mm-hmm. Which we knew that was coming.
Yes.
But they announced the two-player.
Yeah, the two-player mode. You can do straight download play for boss fights, which mm-hmm. is pretty cool. If both of you have a cartridge, though, you can play through Luigi's Mansion co-op,
mm-hmm.
which, yeah, super neat. Let's see. Capcom Beat-em-up Bundle got announced, and I'm really excited about this. This game, keep in mind, folks, $20. $20 gets you this game. Gets you seven games, two of which have never been on console before. So you get Final Fight, King of Dragons, Captain Commando, Knights of the Round, and Warriors of Fate. Plus, like I said, two games never been on console in Battle Circuit and Armored Warriors.
Literally don't know anything you said.
Same.
It's a bunch of those like
side scroll beat 'em up games.
Think, you know, Turtles in Time, except a bunch of different skins on that.
Yep, pretty much. Final Fight.
I'm excited for you to buy it so that we can play through those games in 1 hour each, and then never look at it again.
Because it'll have couch co-op and online play.
Mm-hmm.
It's hitting the eShop on the 18th, and yeah, I'm buying it. Because if for no other reason, like Knights of the Round Final Fight, both of those games are incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Love them. So yeah, no, I'm stoked about this. And
watching that video, and I was like, oh yeah, I remember that one and that one. Well, this is cool.
Yeah, see, the side-scroll beat-em-up games, I have a little brother. He and I are a year and a half apart in age, so fairly close. Whenever we got a video game, it had to be two players. Otherwise, we would fight over who got to play. So, side-scroll beat-em-up games, that was our jam. Because that meant both of us could play, both of us were on the screen at the same time. And, yeah, we could just knock it out. good stuff. And I'm really pumped about this. That could be really cool. And yeah, it's got online multiplayer as well as, like I said, couch co-op. Mm-hmm. In some of those cases, I think up to 4-player couch co-op, mm-hmm. which also crazy awesome. New Super Mario Bros. Deluxe got announced.
This is probably what I'm most excited for coming out of the Direct.
Hmm.
Those games were amazing. Like, that, because it's bundling in for free the Year Luigi of Luigi levels. Stuff.
Yep.
So, and those were just so good. And I like the 2D Marios more than the 3D ones in general.
I'm with you on that one.
So, on the one hand, like, I hope this means that they're not skipping making a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just giving us this instead, but I'm going to be happy with this.
No, I agree, because like, I will probably pick this one up at some point as well. Like, I don't know if I'll get it day one or anything, but I'll probably get it. Because in addition to all the Year of the Luigi levels and stuff like that they've added, they're adding two new characters in Nabbit and Toadette,
mm-hmm.
With their own set of special abilities.
Kind of easy mode-ish.
Yep.
Nabbit for sure, because he just definitely. Doesn't take damage from enemies.
Yep, he just walks through.
Mm-hmm.
Grabs the coins and goes. So as long as you can jump, you're fine. Then Toadette actually can turn into a version of Princess Peach.
Peachette.
Yep. And she gets like the Mario 2 perks. Like, she can kind of float around on her jumps and get extra height and stuff.
She
like
also
that.
Gives you a, if you miss a jump and fall into a pit, she can bounce out. She bounces out of that the first time to give you a little bit extra time.
So yeah, basically adds some nice extra easy stuff. For, you know, people that just want to play through the levels. So, yeah, that's really cool. We got a new Katamari. Well, I say new. It's not new Katamari. It's a remake. Mm-hmm. Katamari Damacy Reroll.
Yes.
Coming winter of this year. So, I know a lot of people are huge fans of the Katamari games. I could never get into it, but
oh, they're so much
Dalton
fun.
Looks so excited.
Oh, God, I love those games.
We also got updates on Nintendo Online. Well, not really updates. Mostly just... Reaffirming everything.
We got some more details. They announced more of the classic games that we're going to get, including Metroid, Solomon's Key.
Yeah, and for the first time, I saw it referred to as a growing library of NES instead of a rotating library.
So hopefully that means that they're not going to pull stuff out.
Yeah.
But we also got a lot of details about the Nintendo Online service, not from the Direct. Including
just in the fine print.
Including that to play those Nintendo games, you have to like check in every week.
Which is, yeah, you just have to get on your Switch mm-hmm. at least once a week. But I don't entirely understand.
I didn't understand that. It just sounds like an extra hoop that is completely unnecessary.
So what happened? Because like, I want to know, because there was nowhere that I could find.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what happens
if you don't.
If you don't.
Right.
Like, so if you log in.
I think it's you have to connect to the internet for a week.
That would make sense. So like, you can't be offline playing the NES games
for more than a week.
Right. Which,
so if you're traveling, you don't want to pay for the hotel Wi-Fi. Hope it's a short trip.
Yeah. That does kind of make sense in that the NES games you have to be online to play.
Mm-hmm.
Because even like because even with Xbox and PlayStation, you can be offline. You can just...
Because they're downloaded.
Yeah, they're already downloaded. I was thinking of the free games you get from PS Plus and games mm-hmm. with gold. Mm-hmm. But you can never re-download them again. You can re-download them if you
add them to your library. You add them to your library. You just won't be able to play them if you don't have the membership. You don't have access to them. But if you let your membership lapse, you can always go and reactivate it. And then
get them back.
You just pick them right back up where they were.
Right. So, yeah, they have a similar feature there,
mm-hmm.
but you don't have to keep checking in, I don't think.
Mm-mm.
You just can't re-download it if you're not subscribed,
yeah.
Like if you lose it. But anyway, so, yeah, I mean, similar features, but still a little bit of a, like, I feel like a week is a little short, like, month.
Yeah.
Month is probably more reasonable.
Especially because, you know, the shortest time frame you'll have is a month to buy.
Right.
You can buy a month worth, and that's it.
Yeah, so like at worst, people are abusing the system to get an extra month out of the NES games.
Yeah,
which I feel like is more than fair, but Nintendo's going to do what Nintendo's
going to
do.
They also, not every game is going to support those cloud saves, because Nintendo can't figure out how to keep people from cheesing the system, because like your Splatoon 2 save is not going to be cloud backed up.
Yeah, well, because Splatoon 2 is already on the cloud.
But your data won't be. So if your Switch breaks and you have your Nintendo, like, everything's on the cloud, your Splatoon save is gone.
Right. But what I'm saying is, like, at least for maybe not, I don't know much about the offline play for Splatoon, but all of your like earned items and everything else for Splatoon 2 is actually already online. So, like, if you play Splatoon 2, you get to a certain level on your Nintendo account with, like, all of your weapons and everything else. You go to another Switch, move your Nintendo account to that, then all of that stuff will still be there.
I hope, because it's not online. Pokemon's not going to be online.
Yeah.
Or Pokemon's not going to be on the cloud. Just, boy, this is not a good service. It's good. I'm totally understanding why it's so cheap.
Well, for Splatoon anyway, like, that's how that works currently. Like, in its current state. If you play Splatoon on another Switch on your account, you have access to all your stuff.
With them saying that it's not going to be cloud save supported, then I hope they don't change that, because
I don't see how they would. But like I said, I don't know what the offline stuff looks like on Splatoon. So that may have been what they were talking about. And there may be some online component to Pokemon Go that's the same, similar reasons for that.
The reason for Pokemon and Splatoon is so it's like you can't just... say you lost a game of Splatoon and it dropped your ranking.
Yeah.
You can't just re-download your cloud save where you're at a higher ranking. And it's the same thing with Pokemon. Like, I can't trade you a Dragonite, re-download my cloud save. Now you have my Dragonite. I also still have my Dragonite now.
I mean, that sounds like a solid theory, but at least for Splatoon, that's not how it works anyway.
That's what they were saying.
Nintendo said that?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see that anywhere.
Well, that's a really good theory, though.
For the Pokemon, definitely.
Yeah, for the Pokemon, I could absolutely see. But
we have so many games already, like look at Call of Duty and all of that, and how that just updates.
Right.
So Nintendo's just not...
Nintendo's just not
getting it. And then the whole, and special deals. But we'll talk more about that later. MF-er, it's next week. This launches less than 7 days.
You know,
And you're holding out on information?
Because we still don't have any information on the special deals.
Out of here.
And it launches in 2 days.
But... Well, they got the phone app.
Oh, my God. Their phone app is so bad.
They are doubling down. But, Jesse, you can have your phone just suspending in midair, and then all of your friends around you can be in that voice chat, too. Nothing terrible can happen there. All
right, we have to move past this because we don't have much time left. The Nintendo Online
Hard
has
L.
some gross features.
Hard L.
But at the same time, it's $20 for a year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that awful.
Less than that for us.
Yeah.
Family plan, $35.
Family plan is $5 a person because we have more than 7 people at the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so they showed off a new set of NES controllers that actually hook onto the Switch for charging and everything else. It's going to be $60 for the 2-pack. So that can, maybe give you a more classic feel to your NES games. Pokemon Let's Go is getting special edition bundles, which look really adorable.
Yes, they do.
So they're releasing two of them, one with each game, but other than that, they're the same. You got one Pikachu Joy-Con, an Eevee Joy-Con, and some Pokemon stuff on the dock and on the system itself.
Mm-hmm.
They're adorable systems.
Made me buy the Switch too soon.
Clearly. My bad.
I know.
My bad.
To be fair, this is the first, this is the first special edition Switches we've gotten.
Yeah.
And now we're getting two of them.
We didn't even get some for like Mario's and stuff like that.
Yeah. I should have just held out. I'd been doing just fine.
They also shot off some of the secret techniques. Like, it looks like we're getting surfing Pikachu and flying Pikachu and stuff like that, which is super adorable.
I'm fine with them replacing HMs like that.
Absolutely.
Like, that's one of the best things from Sun and Moon.
Oh, yeah.
Is getting rid of HMs to eat up that move slot.
Yep. I absolutely agree, because I would get certain Pokemon that would literally name them HM thing.
Yeah.
Cause
the HM slave is dates back all the way back to the early 90s.
Yeah. Diablo 3, they showed off what the amiibo support's going to be. You hit an amiibo on a portal, summons a super rare monster. So that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a bunch of loot.
Yep, so much loot. Especially like we can just have, Diablo parties at Jesse's house.
That means I have to buy Diablo.
Go through.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not.
Again.
I'm buying it.
Are you buying it, Asa?
No.
It's going to have 4-player couch co-op, too.
The grinding to get that platinum kind of... I've got my Diablo fix.
It depends. For me, I'm still waiting to see if they're going to have season play.
I feel like if they were, they would have done it by now.
Well, I mean, they added season play to consoles.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. PS4 and Xbox have season play now.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, that's good.
If they have it on Switch, Sure. Season play keeps that stuff interesting.
That's fair.
But anyway, moving on from Diablo, we got a... Yeah, like I said, four-player couch co-op is going to be crazy. That's really cool. Super Mario Party 5... Super Mario Party got a release date for October 5th. Game Freak, the Pokemon company, is working on a new RPG, just tentatively called Town.
So when it comes out, it's Town.
Yeah.
Project Town.
Octopath Traveler was also a tentative title.
Project. Project Town. Looks interesting. I'm not a big fan of the art style, but also, why? You should not be making anything that's not Pokemon.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
I get, you know, separate teams and all that, but nope, no. Give me my real Pokemon game. Give me my real Pokemon game.
Yeah, it's supposed to be releasing 2019. All we got is a little bit of a teaser with it, mm-hmm. and we know that it's all going to take place inside the same town.
Mm-hmm. And you can, like, recruit townsfolk to
help you, and you're fighting monsters and stuff like that. City Skyline, now available on the Switch. You can go get it right now.
Mm-hmm.
They gave us an announced trailer for Daemon X Machina, which looks like a four-player online co-op game. It's going to be very Monster Hunter-esque, but also with mechs.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, no, that sounds awesome. Yoshi's Crafted World got an announced trailer coming out spring 2019. Asmodee is bringing digitized board games to the Switch, including Pandemic, Catan, Carcassonne, and Munchkin, mm-hmm. and they're going to keep working on more and more.
That's awesome.
Yes.
I wonder if it's going to, because they mentioned like the add-on packs could be added as DLC, mm-hmm. so I'm wondering if you buy the base Asmodee thing, and then you have to also buy the...
Expansion packs for stuff.
Well, and like the base games even.
I'm wondering that too. Like, if it comes with like four, and then like as they release more, you buy them individually.
Right. You have the option of buying this, you know, when Munchkin comes out.
Right. Which seems like a smart way to do it, mm-hmm. and I'm fine with that.
Depending
like
on
a la carte board game situation.
Depending on how much they are.
Yeah, if they're the cost of the actual board games or more, that mm-hmm. seems real silly. But yep. Either way, I'm pumped about it. We also got a hardware bundle for Smash Ultimate. That's going to hit November 2nd, comes with a digital code to get Smash, which doesn't work until December 7th, but you'll have the game. The system itself, the dock gets some pretty art. And the Joy-Cons get like the
lines.
They get the lines from the Smash Ball. So definitely, especially like back to back with the Let's Go or the Let's Go bundles,
yeah.
really underwhelming.
Yeah.
And then after that, Isabelle from Animal Crossing has been announced as a Smash character.
Okay, but like if Isabelle can get in there, when is Tails gonna get in there?
Well.
We haven't seen anything from him. We haven't seen him as a trophy or a.
It's true. We've seen
assist
trophy
or anything.
But we
so
haven't seen Tails.
There's
so
hope.
Happen. And then welcome to Animal Crossing,
Yay.
The next game in the franchise for the Switch got announced.
I know, Yay. Like I'm not the demographic for those, like because I'm not. I just never got super into the Animal Crossing games. But both of those trailers felt so underwhelming. Like that was not an exciting. It's literally the most depressed looking raccoon. Just be like, oh yeah, game.
That's Tom Nook.
That's how he is. That's his character, though.
Which is great for the people who know what it is.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't see anyone
Trying
who's not
you
already...
On it.
Yeah, I don't see that getting anyone who's not already an Animal Crossing fan excited.
I mean,
because
yeah.
it was just
Well, you're in the very low percentage.
Oh, no, yeah. I completely understand that. It's just, like, I'm watching it, and I'm like, this is so under... Like, every... especially even the Smash announcement. I get that that's Isabelle within that Animal Crossing world. Like, that's just how she is, and that's how those games are. But, like... Everything else has been like explosions. Like no one even died. Is it a Smash Ultimate trailer? Like
That's true. The last several announcements have involved someone dying.
Like and they've been like huge giant things and this is just like, yeah, Animal Crossing.
It's true. That is true. All right, guys. That's going to do it for us. Thank you for tuning in and yeah, we'll catch you next time.